You may want to take a good look the next time you're on Independence Avenue by the National Mall. Those hulking federal buildings to the south, they may not be there much longer. The General Services Administration is considering redeveloping LaFont Plaza, and that means the Energy Department complex, FAA buildings, the General Services Administration's offices, and the old Cotton Index could go. Diane Sullivan is the lead sustainability planner at the National Capital Planning Commission, and she joins us now to discuss what's in store for this part of our city. Good morning, Ms. Sullivan.
Good morning.
So these are rather big, hulking buildings over there in the southwest. Has there been talk for a long time now of developing them?
You know, about 2 years ago, the National Capital Planning Commission convened 17 different federal and local agencies to take a look at this area with the intent of sort of creating a roadmap to revitalize this area that isn't really working for anybody. And we've come up with the Southwest Eco District plan to revitalize some of the buildings, infill around some of the existing buildings to make this a more vibrant neighborhood and infuse a mix of uses while it still would be a very, very federal in presence.
So just to make sure we understand exactly what we're talking about, if you come into the city on the 14th Street Bridge and take a right on Constitution, on Independence, and then it would be the area to, say, the east of the Agriculture Department?
Exactly. So it's bounded by, our study area boundary for the Southwest Eco District was immediately south of Independence Avenue, bounded by 4th and 12th Streets and going all the way down to Banneker Overlook.
That is kind of a tangled mess right now.
It's an unbelievable mess. You cannot get around once you're in it, and you can't really get to it very well.
And there's dead ends and so forth, and you can't get onto 395 very easily.
Yes, and compounding that, you also are dealing with streets that exist on three different layers, so on three different levels, and so it's very complicated.
So you're a sustainability expert. I'm just curious how you evaluated in terms of those types of values of sustainability.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, we got a lot of comments about also, tearing down a building. Actually, you know, you have a lot of embodied energy in doing that, and that's the least sustainable thing to do. And, you know, we see opportunities actually in our plan. There were opportunities to just do major, major renovations to a lot of these buildings. And then I don't think it's a secret that we felt that the benefits of tearing down the Department of Energy building, which sits, it's on the Forestall complex, that's right there at L'Enfant Promenade or 10th Street and Independence Avenue spanning over 10th Street, that we felt that the benefits of actually taking that down would far outweigh the ones leaving it. It is a visual barrier between the Smithsonian Castle and the new waterfront development that's going in, and it really doesn't serve the needs of the clients in the building. It's extremely inefficient, and you know, we think that the Department of Energy of all agencies should probably have a much more sustainable building.
We're speaking with Diane Sullivan. She's the lead sustainability planner for the National Capital Planning Commission. So what does it take to get, I can't count how many entities there must be that have a say in what happens there.
Yes, there's no doubt, you know, this area is home to, several federal agencies. Most of the land is owned by the federal government. There is some private sector land. But you have, you know, GSA, who is, you know, a big partner and who is, as you mentioned, you know, just issued a notice of intent to request information from private entities to see what, you know, their proposals would be to redevelop or revitalize this area, recognizing, I think they're clear that they want to make these buildings more efficient for their clients and possibly use their assets here to, possibly leverage those as a catalyst for revitalizing this area. And we have to give praise to GSA for taking this holistic look of, you know, including all of this property, because part of the Southwest Eco District plan was that we can do so much better in terms of sustainability, in terms of creating a vibrant neighborhood, if we look at this district scale as opposed to each individual building site.
I guess you just explained to me why this is a 20-year initiative.
Yes.
Give me a sense of the time frame. Of course, this is, you know, generationally speaking, but what are some of the things that you've done and what are the very next steps?
Well, you know, you're right. This is, you know, this, you know, any huge redevelopment project could take, you know, it could take up to 20 years. Although I have to say again, you know, GSA taking this first step is, you know, and I think they're very open to what's going to, you know, what could, you know, some of the responses that they will ultimately get. But the first immediate steps that the National Capital Planning Commission is going to be doing is we're going to be creating, sort of redesigning in an interim basis that the L'Enfant Promenade, the street itself. That street is 260 feet wide, and anybody who works down there knows what a miserable place it is to be in the summertime.
No shade either.
Hot. I think there's like maybe three trees there. it's the main connection between the National Mall and the waterfront, and that waterfront is a multi-billion dollar development project that's underway right now, and everybody wants a better connection between those two areas. And so it's the Southwest Eco District area that's the impediment right now. It's right in between, and so we're going to be designing an interim streetscape to make that just a more a better place to be and a better way to get down from the overlook down to the waterfront. So that's within our immediate next steps, and then of course starting to study all the financial implications, the benefits to different stakeholders, the cost and benefit analysis. We did a very high-level one, but we need to sort of drill down and do a more detailed one now.
Now, the big thing these days is mixed use is the term you hear. Do you envision that as being a place where there's more retail and maybe people even living within those federal facilities?
Yes, I think that everybody feels that way, that the key to this area is bringing in a new mix of uses. As I mentioned before, this is all, predominantly federal office space right now, and it just doesn't create a very vibrant place to be. There's not a whole lot of retail. The retail that you have is within right near the L'Enfant Metro station, and that's been nicely rehabilitated. But still, there's no street level retail, and there's no housing. And I think there is an opportunity as the federal government looks to become more efficient with its land there to infuse a new mix of uses there. Certainly.
All right. And so, very quickly, what happens next?
Well, we have we're anxiously awaiting the release of the request for information that GSA will be putting out in the next few months, and we'll be working coordinating with them, and we're going to start this interim streetscape design, and then there's a lot of private sector private sector activity going on as well. So I think we are going to start to see some changes actually well before the next 20 years.
All right, Diane Sullivan is lead sustainability planner for the National Capital Planning Commission. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.